You are listening to Just Say It, We're Grown. New episodes every other Friday.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the podcast where we talk about porn.
And lest we forget, it is a special birthday episode.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
It is my birthday. We're releasing it Friday, but you know, it's Friday today.
How old are you now? 666?
Well, I am, but I only look 23 because I'm a witch, so. I use the souls of the men I sleep with to keep me young. So.
That's the secret?
Yeah, that's all. That's all you gotta do. So, just wanna let you know.
She actually reversed Kathy Bates, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But on this special birthday episode, we're gonna be talking about porn. Which is great, because porn is like one of my favorite things in the whole entire world.
Make a birthday porn.
Oh my gosh, yes.
He'll be like smacking that cake while you're eating cake.
Danny would hate that.
It turns into one of those videos where just everything is cake. Your cake.
Yes.
He's cake.
Did you send that to me? Send that to me, that video about cake.
That would be funny though.
That one of the guy who grabs his ass and it's
and
cake.
And it's cake. It's a must see. So we're going to start this episode introducing a new segment called Mad Libs. Seth is going to introduce it to us. Go ahead.
This is the closest attempt I've ever been to being a writer because I actually finished this one. So.
Wow. So proud.
But half of it was written by all of our listeners.
All of our loving, adoring fans.
You can't even take full credit.
This isn't really my best attempt, but it is my only attempt. So.
Yeah, so what we did is that we had, like, the Mad Libs game, and then on our social media, on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, we posted the words, and our listeners voted on the words that we were going to use. So
nasty.
So thank you to you guys, any of you who took part in our polls. You helped with this segment today, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
The way it's going to work is we have a dirty clean Mad Libs and we have a clean dirty one. So we have a dirty
what?
That we filled in with clean words.
Yeah.
And we have a clean sentence that we filled in with dirty words. So we're gonna start with the dirty clean.
Okay.
Okay. So this one, the name of it was My Buddy. For anyone who's wondering.
Quick drink.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll wait, Seth. We'll wait.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay.
I wish when I got the straw sound as it sucks up. Oh, maybe here. We can ask. There you go.
There we go. We're ready. Now we're ready.
We just need like bong bubbles in the background.
Okay, so start the segment. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. My buddy. One day, my clapping buddy came to my house unexpectedly. He was really creamy and asked if I wanted to go for a yeet. I was also sleepy, so we went at it.
What?
He immediately stuck his car in my nails and ran at it like he had never before. He begged me over. I bent over and he stuck his gymnasium in my donut. He bargained in and out constantly. It felt wrinkled. He then went down on me, jumping me with his unusually purple tongue.
Oh my
god. I then
god.
Put my destiny around his slide and gave him a blowjob. Then he went back to screaming in my bridge. I orgasmed, and so did he.
Happy ending.
Yeah, it all works out for the best for that happy little couple.
I want to just, like, since we're talking about porn today, I just like that visual image of that scene. It was a lot. Like, I didn't know.
In the tunnel.
I'm kind of confused on what the main characters are. Like,
well, there's Buddy.
I mean, one is both in both a gymnasium and a bridge.
So. No. Okay. What's the next one?
Okay. So
I really
dear.
Liked that. What was something here, about, like, he was bargaining in and out? I'm like, oh.
He bargained in and out constantly. Oh, yeah.
Bargain. Take me to
you
the
know, it's a
barn.
Barter trade system. Haven't you guys ever tried that position?
Oh my god, that's so, like, Kinky Festival. Like,
yeah.
Bargain with me.
What the fuck? That is so...
Please trade me, Daddy.
Oh, no. That's... I don't like it anymore.
That was so...
I don't
sex
like
slave
it.
Implications. That's what it was. Some sex slave implications.
Yeah. Okay. The name of our clean, dirty one is Motivational Poster.
Motivational Poster.
Okay. Vibrators are the most hard harlots used by mankind. Teamwork is the ability to plunge together toward a common ass. It is the fuel that rams hard people to attain unwet results. The most horny thing we can stuff is the mysterious. I am more afraid of an army of steamy tits led by a whore than an army of hun mouths led by a dick.
What? That is...
Okay. That's my favorite
amazing.
One.
Amazing.
No, that's like the Just Say It, We're Grown, like, Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes!
Like, honestly,
that is the best one.
That is now our anthem. That
you
is our
need
Bible.
To...
That is our...
I am
Quran.
More... Wait,
is...
can you say the last one, the last sentence again?
The last sentence,
I want to memorize
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I am more afraid of an army of steamy tits led by a whore than an army of hun mouths led by a dick.
That is so real.
That's true.
That is
so
literally real life.
That was my favorite part filling it out. It was so accurate.
You better fear these whore tits, because it's so much better than your shitty hung dick.
Mouths.
Your
led
hung
by
mouths.
Dick. Led ugh. By dick.
We are
you
an
know,
army
like,
of steamy tits.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like the army of steamy tits. Like,
exactly. Word for word. I think that's what we should call this episode.
The army of steamy tits.
Army of steamy yeah. tits. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay. Wow.
I just picture like a Greek war. Like, we just went to like a war, guys. Just came back. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was
well,
Mad
so
Libs.
Obviously, we have to thank our listeners again for such a wonderful storytelling
that works.
Experience.
Yes, that was Mad Libs. Thank you so much, listeners. That was great.
This is why your voice matters.
Facts. Okay, but let's start the show. Okay, so we're gonna start the show. Our topic this week is porn, because all of us watch it. And we were like, we can write a whole show about this. We actually said that in our last show. So We did.
Now we
look at us making dreams come true.
We spoke it into the universe, and now it's like happening. Yeah. Manifestation.
Manifesting. So we're going to talk about, how did you guys get introduced to porn? Who wants to go first? How did you get introduced to it?
I'll go first, because mine is like, I got linked to like a smut site from YouTube somehow. Like, I remember when I was like 12 years old, I was just like going through regular YouTube videos, and I was like falling down a rabbit hole. And this is actually why I don't go down YouTube rabbit holes anymore, because I never know where they're gonna lead. But like, one of them opened like a pop-up site, and it was like a smut site. And then like, that led from that to like, I think I've told you guys before, like a celebrity fake site.
You were talking about the Zac Efron shit last pod.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, this shit is real though, because I was like reading these stats, and it's like something like 33% of internet traffic is like leads to like porn sites. Like, it is.
Yeah, and it's all roads lead to Rome.
It's so true. And so that's why, like, all these, like, young kids are, like, watching. Exposed.
Finding it,
They're getting exposed to shitty porn, though. And then they think that's the kind of porn they should be watching. Porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so it's, like, I find that problematic.
Me too.
Okay, so I think, so the first porn I watched was definitely like HBO movies in my parents' basement. But I remember like when I regularly started watching porn, it was solely to like teach myself how to have sex.
So when did you start? That's kind of what I wanted to know. When did you start regularly watching porn, and like you were like looking, like researching it yourself? Not like when you like, yeah. When did that happen for you?
I mean, it was just like, I just remember being really insecure in high school because I was definitely a late bloomer. Like, I didn't like develop, like I didn't have these titties until I was like almost graduated high school, like legit. And so I was like, obviously like a horny fucking 14-year-old, but I still had like the body of like a 12-year-old. So like, I wasn't getting like any like, I wasn't having any sexual experiences. So I didn't have sex until I was like 17. And I also, my parents didn't really teach me about
Let me just
it
watch a tutorial.
In detail at all. And so I don't think I started really regularly watching porn until I was 17, until it was like, I started to feel pressure to have sex. And I was like, okay, I need to figure out how the fuck to do this. So I remember like watching, like spending like an entire night just like on Pornhub watching blowjob videos. Cause I knew this guy like wanted me to like suck his dick, and I was like, I don't know how, like, I don't know what to do, like, I have no idea.
Yeah, and so like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, so I it wasn't for pleasure at all. Like, I did not start out watching porn for pleasure whatsoever. Like,
purely educational.
It was purely like, how do I do this? What do these positions look like? And I was like really ambitious. I thought it was normal. Like, I thought like doing a split on a dick was like a normal,
just
like
the common.
Yeah,
norm.
just like it was missionary or something. So I do that all the time. So I remember like doing these like crazy like outlandish positions whenever I like first started having sex, and like these dudes were just like, oh, what the fuck? And I was also just kind of like, I don't really know either. But. Yeah, but yeah, I definitely watched so many blowjob videos. So many blowjob videos.
That is funny. What about you, Lex? When did you start watching porn?
So it probably started like the same with Seth. And then, I don't know, like it just, I saw a video, a YouTube video or something like that, like erotica one. And I just got curious. I'm like, why are they doing that? Like, what is that? And then And then I started with the HBO because, like, what was that show? Like, Spartacus and all that. Like, HBO used to have, like, mad sex in their shows. Yeah. Like, True Blood, all that. So, and then you get curious, and then I guess you just, like, I just started looking it up, and like it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't for pleasure. It was mostly for like just to like what is I was curious. I'm what is that? Like what's going on and everything. So
yeah,
I think that is.
Dude, also
that is so funny.
I guess so. Technically, I was watching porn for pleasure, but it wasn't porn in the sense of like I was looking up shit online and like watching like actual like porn videos. I was obsessed with like American Pie. I would watch
that the American is so Pie funny. Movies.
Like when I was in high school,
for some reason those really did like. Turned me on,
dude. Yeah, those like, turned me what? On like no other. Yeah.
I don't like, I've never seen American Pie. This was, but like I know one of them starts with like this kid, like the he's like about Stifler. To go to college or whatever, and his parents like leave the house, so he like puts a porn on in the living room.
Yes.
And for some reason, that scene was like so effective. Like,
and then he literally like his cum shot is like on his grandma, like she catches him. It's fucking. Hilarious. Oh, but like I hate those movies, but I hate that I love these movies.
I've never
so much.
Seen that. I've never seen it.
Because it's first of all, it's like all white people except for like the black best friend, and it's really annoying.
And they're clearly written by white guys.
Exactly.
Entirely produced by white men.
And the amount of misogyny in these American Pie movies is ridiculous. Like it's that's solely probably why about
I've never seen them. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's solely I've about like it. Pleasing like the men. It's always like college guys go to a frat party to like hook up with chicks. But like dude, I was so like American Pie Naked Mile, like I will still watch that to this day and be like, "Okay, this is hot." Like I don't know what it is, but like it's something about like my 14-year-old soul like living through it and being like, oh, that it's like my shrimp. Like my shrimp in my brain is just like turned on, like, oh yeah. Like,
yeah. I found to quote, sexy.
To quote Mae Martin, I love her, by the way. Watch Mae Martin stand up. She talks about your inner shrimp coming to life. It's great.
That is so fucking funny. When I first started watching porn, first, I used to look up, like, I did do it for pleasure. I wasn't, like, masturbating to it yet, but I was still looking it up out of curiosity and because I, like to, like, see it and like to watch the videos. So, at first, I was just looking up pictures because I think I had seen it, like, at school. Like, I think somebody had showed me a picture that was, like, dirty. And I was like, wow, like, I didn't know that these kind of pictures existed, like, online. So then I, like, was looking at pictures, and then I was like, wait, there's videos? And another, I really started getting to porn in high school when my friend was like, there's a whole bunch of porn on Tumblr. And I knew that, like, I can get on Tumblr, which is a normal app, and, like, look at all this porn without it being like in my search history or any of that. So I watched a lot of porn on Tumblr.
I used to do the same shit with Twitter.
Yeah.
There was a lot of porn on Tumblr. 2016 or something, or like 2014. I watched like
there's still a lot of porn on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of Twitter is so uncensored.
Yeah, but they took
but
it
I love
all
that.
Off bro, on Tumblr.
Yeah, they took it all off of Tumblr. But I still have
like,
some.
Everything is
not everything. I have some stuff.
Not everything. There are some sex. Yeah, there are still some sex workers. Yeah. But like,
some
they are still. I'm like, dog.
I don't think they
chill.
Like can wipe everything. Because
they can.
People who code Tumblr are just not that good at coding. but they did definitely throw a wrench at the system.
Facts.
So I did just remember the first porn that I ever watched, and it was on the bus in like fifth grade, and this fucking kid had a porn on his phone and was just like, yo, look at this. And I was like, what? And like, it was a porn of a girl fucking a horse. Like that was the first porn.
I hated when they would do that.
I ever watched.
Oh my god.
They would always shove that in your face and be like, "Look, watch this." And it's just like, "No, I don't
literally."
See that.
So
actually,
I mean,
then I guess like my first like spotting was two girls one cup.
Ew.
Oh my god.
I've never seen that. God. I think we all collectively repressed that until two seconds ago.
No,
I never watched that shit. I've never seen it. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen that shit.
Like, growing up in a small town with a public school, like, that's all there, like, there's not much to entertain.
There is
not. So it's like... That kind of shit.
Like, even if that, like, they would just
somehow
sing,
my
like,
class was all have, on like, Webkinz this... and watching that video at the same time.
If that doesn't describe our generation, I don't know what does.
I Webkinz, never did you ever that, have like, that is so sick to me. I can never watch that. As soon as someone told me what it was,
I never actually I was like, I'm not fucking watching that shit.
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had friends that would like. At me into things or send things and like it'd be links and you click it and it's that and you're like dog really you just
I can't that's why I don't trust my friends when they send me some shit I don't trust it I don't trust it
oh my god wait hold on one last thing so at the beginning of coronavirus whenever it was all happening there was everybody you know was making like those terrible jokes like oh I hope Trump gets coronavirus and fucking dies and shit and then there was this article that was circling around with my friend group and the title of the article was Trump gets coronavirus read more here and I was just like oh shit Trump has coronavirus so I like, click on the article and it just goes straight to this photo of this huge black guy with a giant
oh you talking about that picture
oh I sent that to you
they're
to Lexi
still,
too
you're the one who fucking sent it
but
to
no
me.
I've been sent that picture sent since like you guys. 2012 they're still sending that picture like
Lexi
I
remember
like,
I sent it to a group message I sent it to Shira too Shira was mad as fuck
it was the funniest thing
what'd she say
she didn't say anything I think she was just like why the fuck did this bitch send this
or do you remember on Twitter like back in high school and it was like this you would think it was some video so you would click on it and then all of a sudden it would be like really loud sex noises and so there was this kid in my choir class and he was so sweet and so tiny and just like the cutest little kid and he was like on his phone and like our teacher was talking it's like first hour it's like 7:30 in the fucking morning and he's like on his phone like our teacher's like lecturing about some shit and then all of a sudden Brendan's phone just goes and he's like the quietest kid and our teacher just looked at him like oh my god
but that
we
is
knew. We all fucking knew we're like damn Brendan you opened up the video you should have known better
yes
oh
all right turn off your fucking volume
I was the kid that laughed
I was like, I always kept my volume off. You weren't gonna hear nothing that I would have.
I don't know why people get, like their volume.
Turn
is
your volume
so
off.
They did, like, I'm just like,
yeah, like don't.
Why
be
would
a
you?
Idiot.
I'm paranoid now. My volume is down now. Like that's how paranoid I am. Like I don't know what. I don't open anything with volume. Like, okay. This next segment that we're gonna do is the first time we're doing it. It's called Juicy Tomatoes, and we're gonna watch two different pornos together, and we're
gonna rate those tomatoes.
Yeah, we're gonna rate them.
Are they juicy?
So.
Are they dry? Are they? Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
You're gonna
are they
give...
organic? Are they homegrown?
Do you wash your tomatoes? Not everybody washes their tomatoes before they eat them, and it's just. That was a stretch.
She was really trying with that.
Delete it. Control alt delete, please.
Alex is gonna leave it in there.
Fuck you.
We're gonna watch two porns together and we're gonna rate them like Rotten Tomatoes, which I'm pretty sure is on a percentage basis. And so each of us is gonna give it a percentage from zero.
Already zero.
Zero. You haven't seen it yet. We have two different ones. The first one that we're gonna watch together. Let's see here.
Oh my god. I'm excited.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Charlie's
too.
Got quite a mind.
I'm
and
terrified, but
quite
also...
a browser history.
So ooh. This is Miss November's getting her black nipples and tits sucked hard. This is the one that we're
watching.
This,
like, still image is already I'm just like, what am I looking at? I was literally just
thinking
that. Yeah, it's like, you know, in school.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
When you had to, like, it would, like, zoom in really close. You had to, like, guess what the rest of the picture was. Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. What? So, that's the hand.
Is that a ball sack? Hands? Is that a nipple? Is that a tit?
I think that's a tit.
A clitoris, like one of those.
That's a hand holding a tit. I think. I
don't
think
it does look like a giant clit. I'm gonna start it.
Dude, those giant clit videos are fucking crazy.
Can y'all hear it?
I knew it.
Can y'all hear this sound?
Not really.
No.
Y'all are lucky. Y'all are lucky. Y'all can't hear it.
Why is he holding it like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I really wanted you to see her face. Oh, her face. Hold on. Let me go back. Like, I don't know why,
like,
but
like, I just don't understand why he's holding it like that.
He looks like he's checking whether to bring an avocado home or not. Like,
this is good.
Or like checking her for lumps or something. Like, why are you holding it like a dog?
Oh, that's the worst facial expression I've ever seen.
That's the facial expression she always has.
I feel like she's going to kill me. Like, like, I feel like
that was like the Cobrax stare.
Like, you know what, you guys, this is not the worst. This is not the worst of her porn. Like, she does a lot of child porn, and I'm like, not like child porn, but like she pretends like she's like a stepdaughter.
Oh, like, and she infantilizes herself.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you look like 40. Like, you should not be doing that. Also, like, you shouldn't be doing it, period. Like,
acknowledge that thumbnail where, like, okay, like, in public is, you know, fun. It's hot. Yes. But, like, why are they in the middle of the road in this other video thumbnail? Like, they're gonna get run over.
Yeah. Okay, so for our listeners, so that they can try to picture what we're describing, there is a man with a hoodie on, and at the bottom of the hoodie is how do I even fucking describe this? Basically,
so at the bottom of the hoodie is
are those his? She's going down on him.
So they're in the she's going down on him in the middle of the road.
Like, they were jogging, but she's wearing,
it
like...
It literally looks like he's in his track outfit. It literally looks like she's...
And she's like,
she's
wearing, isn't she wearing a dress?
Yeah, like a nightgown or something.
Yeah.
I think so.
But this is broad daylight. I don't know what this scene is. I don't need to. So after watching that, what would you rate that video as? Like, did
percentage-wise?
Like, yeah. Starting
12%.
With Seth. Wow, 12.
You're like, you guys are nice. I'm
like,
five.
I went high there because it was entertaining, you know.
What? Y'all didn't like all that? Y'all said
why was he holding her, like, why was he holding it like he was holding fruit or some shit like that?
Like, I don't know why he was holding it.
He held it like a satellite phone. I just don't understand.
She did have some tits. She had some weird tits, like.
But, like, also, like, you know, we had to guess in the beginning, like, what is that? What is, like, we're, like, guessing, like, I shouldn't have to do that. Like, I should already know. Like, so that's a 5, right?
Yeah.
Also, and in the face that she was making. Oh, no. That was scary. But why is her name Miss November?
I have no idea.
Why is she November?
She's mysterious. Yeah, I don't know. So,
that was not a juicy tomato. It was a sad, dried out...
What was your rating, Maya? What would you rate that?
Well, he wasn't even... I'm just disappointed. That was like a less than 1%. Like,
it
was not turned on at all.
It enjoyable for anyone involved. No. Yeah, like, we weren't
into
it. It
just felt like a job.
He didn't seem into it. The way she stared at
the face,
camera,
she was
like,
looking.
She's clearly
thinking
about her next.
Like,
dinner.
I feel
like I don't
the
know
way
what
that
is going
the
on.
Cameraman, like the cameraman, just like sighed. Like, you know, you can just tell he woke up for work that day and wasn't like, oh, fuck.
Another Miss November.
So is she popular?
I gotta fucking...
Yeah. I don't know if she's popular, but she has a lot of videos. Like, I've stumbled across her videos, and I'm just like, what the fuck? And she always makes that face.
This is why you need, like, honest friends. Like,
this is...
Like, if I ever made porn like that, you guys would be like, Maya, get your what
delete no. it.
Get your shit together. Like, you guys wouldn't be afraid to like roast my ass.
But she like, and it's so crazy. It's like it's presented as like
her friends are enablers.
Yeah, I'm they sorry. Really are. They really are. That is but crazy. Somebody's probably into that, y'all. Like somebody's probably like, she has to have viewers. Like she's still making videos, or
I mean, somebody's into everything. You know,
you're right. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I percentage wise, I'm gonna give it probably like a 2%. Because I actually wanted to turn it off immediately. But I sat through it for you guys.
Yeah, I didn't want you to start it, for real.
I mean, maybe that's the appeal. Like, let's make porn that absolutely no one will want to watch.
I don't know. Like, sometimes I think, like, is she joking? Yeah, like, is it a spoof? Is she dead ass? Like, I really want to know if she's dead ass. Because it seems like a parody of porn to me. Like,
yeah, it does.
Okay, but I've watched
I don't understand why she was looking like that. Like, you're gonna, why was she look like that?
Yeah, like if you're gonna put your body out there like that, then it's like I would want to put more effort into the parody of it. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's like this is like the Eric Andre of porn. Like nobody really gets what the fuck is going on. It's oh like very God. Like absurdist, like extremist. You're just like, wait, is that
like, for real?
You don't really
but Eric
know.
Andre like, is you, making
like,
fun
Eric
of
Eric Andre is like is it funny or not? I don't yeah. know if I should be yeah. so maybe that's yeah.
that's exactly that's what it is.
I understand that now.
Okay, so Seth, you gave it a 12%. Lexi yeah. gave it a 5%. Mai, you gave it a
less than one.
0.0069. Okay, let's move on to our next one. So this next one is a hentai porn, and it has a little bit more of a storyline to it, and it's Haru.
Oh, already like it more.
Haru.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, already.
Harumi fucked by his best friend uncensored. That is
100%. The best part of it mm-hmm. is the pink hair already.
I don't think this when has he, when sound.
The caption, this is bad. The best thing.
This is bad.
I'm going to play it for y'all. Look.
Yes.
Can y'all hear it?
No.
No, oh. But I can read the subtitles.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's wow. sleeping. Yeah. How original.
Well, that's we know she's sleeping.
What kid sleeps like that? That was a great question.
What?
This looks like like a fucking like Digimon cutscene. Like I expected him to change into like a tiger with four tails.
He goes, I say yo. Yo.
She's like, what are you doing yeah. here?
Yo.
Oh, now she wants him this.
I gotta look this up what? Later because this is already like I'm into this now.
I'm kind of really what
she said. Oh. I'm going to get dangerous feelings.
Tomo, it's all right.
She's like, if you're really attracted to me, you're the sort of slender man I want to sleep with. Ooh.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, he sees her. Oh my God, this is good.
This is a cinematic experience.
And he's like, I won't be able to hold back. Yeah, don't Chitomo, hold don't back. Hold back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, what are y'all?
This is very romantic. Look at that.
I appreciate
he's licking
the
her.
Line. Yes. Okay, this is good. It's okay. Like,
I don't know.
Giving
how
her
often?
Pleasure.
See, I feel like.
Right.
Yes.
Now, okay, I hate this.
The way
I hate this, though.
This anime man just grabbed yes. her boobs is already 50 times better than Miss Nobu.
Better. Yes. Way more yeah. better. He's handling her way more better.
But I always hate how they, like, make their boobs, like, literally, like, humongous.
The biggest
like
thing in
the
world.
High air balloons.
Like, yeah. There's seriously. No way this skinny-ass bitch got these big-ass titties. Like, right. I don't believe that.
Her bag would
ooh,
be
look
broken.
It. Ooh, look at it.
Ooh!
Oh! Just, like,
popped
oh,
that
dick
yeah.
out. We've all been
okay, any man who can do that
don't
trick,
force yourself if it's impossible.
She said,
Lisa.
I'm not forcing myself.
I'm just wondering if I can do it right.
So are you telling me that's like humble how he said that? Like, don't force. Like,
her
that is not humble.
Ass tongue.
Look at that.
bitch.
It- oh my goodness.
I don't think so. She's doing a kind of a bad job though.
Also, yeah. He's like so skinny.
He is yeah. so skinny. But yeah. that's how it is. Like the skinny
Why is he standing on the bed
ones.
Like that?
She's holding it like a microphone. Like this literally looks like it just turned into a music video.
She just starts.
I like how they always make like the guys like these like super soft like guys.
There's no way she fit that in her mouth. I'm not.
No.
Yeah, her mouth is like exactly 2 centimeters wide until she's doing that.
She's like a python, you know? She can like unhinge.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, but this is way more better than what we last watched last because this is
honestly. It's longer. I just, in that old other video was 53 seconds and it felt way longer than this 9-minute video.
I love how her mouth was like radiating when he was like touching her vagina. Like, did you see that? Like, her mouth was just like,
y'all can't hear it, but they have like this like really romantic, sensual music on. It's like kind of like Days of Our Lives.
Why is she covering it though? Why is she covering it?
Y'all She's already like trying to be it. Shy.
Yeah.
Look at her eyes, like just the detail and the
He's like
attention.
Making her dumb stupid with this
literally.
She's
okay, that's like hot though.
That is
like watching like the whole like watching the insertion is like
yeah.
Wait, what are these crows?
Why
are
these crows?
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
This is
that
why, this cutscene is the best.
That was a good transition.
Is this like part of a TV show? Like is
Yes,
this
is how most hentai
Okay,
hey,
and we're back to the sex. Okay, nice.
They have like.
So, but what is this called?
Huh?
What's this one called?
Said, I just said, like, he's like, I want to watch it later.
It's
this
in.
Harumi fucked by his best friend. That's what it's called.
He's because this is crazy.
Hey. Alrighty. Off of that, with the titties bouncing and everything, I'm going to have to give it.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, this is real.
Why are they,
like
glued to each other, though? Like, why are they not, like, two?
That's unrealistic. Tits? Boobs separate during sex. Like, one will be over here, and one will be up here.
Like, they're literally stuck to each other.
Yeah.
He's, like, prying them apart.
He's like, if...
She's, like, winking. She has one eye open. And one eye closed.
And she's like literally screaming.
I will say that he obviously needs to work on time management because he has
that was too soon.
Real quick in the span of like
they just put it in like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like what the fuck? So that was
like it's an impressive refractory period, but an unimpressive duration time.
So the math doesn't add up.
Haruomi fucked by his best friend uncensored. How do y'all feel like what would y'all rate that one?
I'm honestly I'm gonna go high on this one. Like I would give that probably like a 57%, I would say.
Out of 100?
Yeah,
so that's not high.
That's
I
not
mean,
that
it's
high.
Way higher than
I would
last
give it like
one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 97. Like that was a film. Like that was a film. Like they paid attention.
I'm only gonna give it probably like 85 just because of how unrealistic it was, but it was a great the story, everything. It was awesome.
Yes.
The lighting.
Yes.
The lighting. The cutscene, the best.
The motion, the acting. Yes.
Wait, yeah, hold on. Transition. I'm only just now realizing that they never explained to the girl with the crow.
No, that's like that's what a lot of times the hentai is released like it's like 4 episodes and they release like it's one episode like cut into 4 and they're like 20 minutes each or something 20 or 30 minutes.
Okay, well my prediction and there's like, then is that the crow starts acting like a voyeur on that couple, runs back and tells the other girl, and then she's like, I want in.
Yeah,
that's actually not that far fetched.
They probably have a threesome in the third part. So
yeah. I mean, because like, did you see the size of what he was working with? Like,
yeah,
there's enough to go around.
Yeah,
Not if he was gonna come that quick. Like, he came pretty quick.
Yeah, he
literally
at the end, he's like, he needs to work on his just job. Came, I'm still hard. Like, he's
right.
He's all
right. I will he's say, right. though. It's, I will it's first say, time. For him to come so quickly twice, those were two, like, large loads. Like, they painted half the
also,
room.
Also, I appreciate, like, the angle of, like, where his cum was. Like, the camera person went underneath them. And yeah. It was like a shot of like his balls and her ass and like the cum like dripping down. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's a good
I
shot.
Don't like that. I don't real like or fake, I don't like I think it's a good I shot, but I don't that. Like that IRL. Like,
I just appreciate just like, creativity. Like, it's not just like the a art. Guy like coming all over a girl's face or like all over her ass, like mm-hmm. over her tits, like bleh, like normal whatever. Not normal. In like, you know, regular ass like Pornhub type.
Yeah,
but yeah, I honestly, that's like the first anime porn I've ever like watched.
What?
So really? Yeah, I've never watched like hentai or anything before.
Girl, I love hentai porn.
Like, I don't know,
they got the best storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I was very into that,
and they like I also like feel like because the like you see like how the guy he was like actually pleasuring her like
exactly
yeah
I actually really do care about
there
that
is yeah.
Like, you can see how, like, it feels good to them. Because it's, like, a lot of porn, it's just kind of, like, people getting fucked. And it's, like, that's is anyone actually really enjoying this?
Yes. Like, if I watch lesbian porn, it's hentai lesbian porn. I just really feel like it's really about, like, their emotional connection. And, like, they've been together or they're just not figuring it out. Like, yeah. I love queer hentai porn.
I will say the inclusion of a girl in hentai porn really changed the vibe because I've seen like a lot of gay hentai and a lot of the times it's like one of them has been kidnapped or is like being
they do that for the girls
held.
Too. Yeah, they do that for the girls too. Like there's a lot of like teacher student like
captive.
There's one that's like all the men can just like have sex with any woman that they want. It's like law. Yeah. It's like law. God. So if you're into like rape kink, if you have like a rape kink, that's the porn for you. Like, but
like if you're into bondage, BDSM, all that.
There's
a
lot like girls, like a princess will get kidnapped by her captors and then her captors will take turns having sex with her. I like those. That's a good one. I'm like, if I was a princess and somebody kidnapped me for sexual pleasure, like, I mean.
She said.
Charlie just wants to be called a princess.
Okay, so Maya, 80%. Seth, 57%.
Lexi's rolling her eyes so hard.
Oh
Lexi,
God.
You said 87?
It was 85. I get 85.
85%. And I said 97. So that was a good one. Okay, that was our segment, Juicy Tomatoes. So, yeah. Let's get back to something you were talking about earlier, how Maya, you learned about sex through porn.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is not a good way to learn about porn.
No, so we were talking a little bit before
sex.
We started recording about how, like, I'm, like, just now, I think, having good sex. Like, I'm fucking 23 years old and just now I know how to communicate with a partner about what I want. I never used to do that because I learned how to have sex by watching porn, and in all the free porn I was watching, you know, there's no communication whatsoever. There's like barely even any like kissing or anything like that. Like, there's absolutely no, like, even if it's nonverbal communication, there's no nonverbal communication at all. It's just like the girl is solely there either for the viewer, and it's, like, in a very male gaze sort of way, or it's, like, the girl is there to, like, get fucked or like do all the work and just make sure that like the guy comes, and it's like she usually
and they know what to do. Yeah, yeah, like
exactly.
And it's so, like a job.
So like I
yeah remember, somebody's telling them what to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they're not even looking at the guy they're fucking, like they're looking at the camera and like the cameraman. Like it's so like off. But so I was watching that kind of shitty porn all through growing up. So I only, like, I never really cared about, like, me having an orgasm. Like, I didn't have, like, an orgasm from a partner until, like, 2 years ago. Like, legit.
That's crazy.
And I had had a lot of partners before 2 years ago. And none of those guys made me come. None of them. And I didn't even expect them to. So, like, it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of crazy. And I've also found recently, like, the best foreplay for me is, like, talking about shit that we like and talking about our preferences. Like, I think that's so hot. Like, if you can
articulate to me, I love that.
I love being submissive and I want you to choke me. And, you know, if you suck on my right ear, like, I get turned on, like, so quickly. Like, and just really, like, little things like that, because it's, like, you can't really know about that about somebody unless you've been fucking them for a long time. But it's, like, if you can just tell me that and we can just, like, immediately have like amazing sex and like you know exactly what positions get you off, I know what positions get me off, and then we can just do that and then not have to be wondering, like have that insecurity, like is what I'm doing right, like you know I'm you know having to read them the whole time. It's like you already know, and then it's like you guys can both make each other come and like have a really good time. And none of that is in porn, at least in the free porn that I was watching.
Right.
No, you can't use porn as education.
No.
And honestly, I was privileged because, like, I did not really have, like, access to porn, but I had access to the internet, and I didn't want people to necessarily know I was looking at porn. So I just read, like, a lot of, like, magazines that were sex positive, like Cosmo and all stuff like that. And that's where I learned.
Yeah, I read a lot of erotica.
That's where I learned most of my sex education, and I really liked it, like, because when I went into having sex, I knew kind of, like, what I needed to know to do
that. It's crazy, because it's, like, you guys seem to have, like, an emotional connection involved with your pornography. Like, the kind of porn I watched had no emotional connection, but it seems like erotica, you know, it kind of has a story, like, there's emotions, like, there's, like...
Well, no. I learned from Cosmo, like, it was, like, literal tips, like, you learning how to, like, Cosmo would have, like, tips on how to, like, give a proper blowjob or something like that. Like, there are books like that. Like, girl, like.
Especially back then, they used to have that.
Cosmo,
like,
Cosmo had, like, the average size of a penis and, like, just learning about size and stuff like that. Cosmo had a lot of sex positive stuff back when I was younger, and that's where I learned. Or I just, like, I went to the library all the time, and sometimes I would go to the library and I would learn stuff about sex, and I would read sex education books, and I would just check out different books, you know what I'm saying, because my parents
that's really good. You're like a self-made, like, sex, I don't know, guru.
Well, the thing is, like, for me, I think it's just being, like, prepared for everything I deal with. And I was like, nobody is talking to me about this. Like, my mom had kind of talked about it a little bit, but, like, everybody, I was a Christian, so everybody was like, well, you need to wait until you're married to have sex. Well, I'm still a Christian, but they were like, you need to wait till you're married to have sex. I was like, okay, I know I need to wait till I'm married, but, like, what about when I get married? Like, are we going to talk about, like, how to do it? So I was just, and like, I'm gonna figure out how to do it. Like, I'm gonna know.
I also feel like, I know this, for example, like, in Black households, like, since there are a lot of, like, last generation or, like, generation before, a lot of them have gotten pregnant young, and they don't want their kid to get pregnant young and everything. So it's just, like, no sex at all. Or don't even think about it, don't know that, because I'm not raising no grandbaby. So, like,
yes,
so
that's exactly what it
when
is
I
like.
Did, yeah, so when I did, like, get into it and everything, and my parents found out, it was not even, like,
like, it was more of the, they're mad because they just don't want me to have sex to have kids and everything because they don't want me to make the mistake that they made. And so, like, that it was more like that, like, oh, you just don't have sex because you just don't want kids. And that's, I'm like, well, you can have sex. Kids aren't the only product out of sex and everything. And so it was like growing up, it was taught, like, I was just taught, like, just no sex just because they don't want to raise grandkids. That's literally it. It wasn't because
when in fact, like, anything else. Like, preaching the whole, like, no sex thing actually causes more pregnancies and causes, you know, STDs and, you know.
These, yep.
Like, because not talking about it is the worst thing that you can possibly do and is actually going to create the outcome that you fear the most. Like
the hypocrisy but of it's older hard generations to wrap your head around is something that. I cannot stand. Like, every single generation has been having sex. All of us do it. But for some reason, when they're 40, 50 years old, they want to shame the 18 to 25-year-olds for doing it. For what reason?
Which is so crazy because it's just like, sex is can be a really amazing, beautiful thing. It doesn't have to look like, you know, what's in the, all those shitty porn. So it's like, why would you deprive, like, why does it have to be dirty? Like, why can't you just recognize your kids as, like, regular human beings? And it's like, why would you want to deprive your kid of something that's and really pleasurable and can be really and fun me, and beautiful? Like, why does it have to be, like, an adult thing? Or why does it have to be a mature thing? Or why does it have to be a dirty thing? It can just be, like, a thing outcome. That you, they can experience. Like, why?
Yeah.
Right, and like hopping.
It's not always going to be like that the kid is going to get pregnant automatically just because you got pregnant. Yeah, right.
Like, it's all about education and how mature your kid is. Like,
yeah. And also, like, your
mentally
trauma,
mature. Yes.
Like, I feel like some of my family members' traumas have affected the way that they talk to me about sex. And they think that because they went through something that I'm going to have the same experience or they don't like sex because of something that they experienced. And so then that transfer, their traumas are now transferring over to me. And it's like, that's pretty fucked up. Like,
I mean, I get it's hard to separate
yourself from your trauma for the sake of, like, your kid. But, like, it's messy, dude. It's fucking messy.
And it's not realistic in this day and age to expect your kids not to find out about sex. And, like,
no, whenever it's literally 33% of traffic. We are literally the generation
of information. Like, we have access to everything. We will find out about it. And, like, I wish I had somebody to, like, actually talk to me about it and explain it. Because, like, I also, like, learned, like, about sex mostly through porn, and I feel like to, like, this day I'm still struggling to be, like, intimate instead of, like, performative. Like,
yes, exactly.
That's kind of why, like, I personally, like, I understand, like, part of parents, like, just wanting to protect their kids. Personally, when I have kids, I would like for them to wait until they're 18 to have sex, only because I want them to be independent when they first decide to do it. Like, from an independent point of view, like, they're independent. This is an independent decision that they're making by themselves. So I just kind of want them to honestly just live alone. But the thing is, I want to educate them in the way that I educated myself, because my first time having sex was not traumatic. It was with the partner that I'm in with now. But a lot of my friends have told me that their first time was very painful or uncomfortable, or they didn't even know if they wanted to have sex. And I don't have that experience, and I want other people to know that you don't have to have that experience. People, like when I tell people that, they're like, wow, you're so lucky. No, this is, like, I want more women, when they first are starting to have sex, to demand to be comfortable. You need to be comfortable. And if you're not comfortable, stop. Like, that's really what it is. And I want to, like, continue to preach that, because I am a person whose first time was great, so your first time can be great. Like, you don't have to think that your first time can be bad, like a lot of people do.
Yeah, and for me, because, like, you know, everybody is, I'm still a virgin and everything. Like, my thing is, I want to be in the right mind space and everything. Like, it's my decision and everything, you know. Like, I want to be, like, is, like, am I doing this just because of, for them, or is it actually, like, do I actually want to have sex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything. So that's my biggest thing. Like, you know, I mean, now I'm, it is what it is and everything. You know.
She's like, I'm ready. Like,
But like, if I had kids, yeah, I would want my kids to be like Kalia, like in the right mind space. Like, you know, I want it to be like, are they prepared? Like, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah. Also, yeah. Lexi, I think it's just like really cool that you like know all about porn, you know all about masturbating, you know all about everything else. Like, you're so like well informed. And I feel like that's just going to make your, whenever you do choose to have sex, your sex life is going to be so much more amazing than like me, like yeah, my whole history of it. Cause it's like,
you're going
like,
to outstrip like, me by miles.
You know, like you, it's like, it just goes to show like the more educated you are, like it doesn't mean that you're going to be having sex like all the time. And it's like,
yeah, it means, because
like you are so in control of your sex life right now. And that's exactly something that a lot of people didn't have. And yes, a lot of people I think regret. Yeah. So honestly, like props to you, Lexi, for like being so in control of your own sex life.
It was hard.
Yeah. me and Lexi have talked about this because I told her that I waited too. So I understand exactly what it's like, because it's like, it is hard. Like, there have been several times I'm
and
like,
especially because I feel like people look at me differently and everything. Then like, people already expect, like when I tell people that I'm a virgin, they're like, oh, for real? Like, they would already expect me to like been done everything and all of that and everything and doing this.
Well, it's
and
not
this
like you're straight edge or like you don't have a sex drive. Like, you masturbate, like, you watch porn.
I have
like
a sex drive.
There's so many weird,
it's on my time, not yours.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
There's just so many weird ideas of like what a virgin looks like and like what a virgin is. And you know, like the pristine, pure, you know, Virgin Mary, like fucking
never watched porn.
And you know what's so crazy?
So it's innocent. Like, your personality has to match this virgin thing of you. Yeah. And that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, a virgin doesn't have a personality. Yep. Like,
yeah, and that's so frustrating. When me and Danny first started dating, we waited a while to have sex. Like, I asked him, I wanted to wait like 6 months, and I remember that like I was like out of town for like winter break, and I was like talking to my friends about like, they're like, oh, like what's he gonna do now that y'all are not like together? And I'm like, what do you mean, like we haven't had sex? And they're like, wow, he's probably like having sex with like other people since you're not having sex with him. I didn't have that insecurity personally, but I heard a lot of people say that to me. Like, they feel like, they're like, oh, so you're saving yourself from him. He's probably like fucking other people. And I'm like, I doubt it. Like, but I really didn't have that insecurity, but that is how some people think, is like they have to have sex with like their partner. But the thing is, like, if your partner is like requiring, like, that's not the relationship for you. Be in the relationship you want to be in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't be in a relationship that you don't want to be in. If you don't want to have sex, don't have sex, you know? So yeah, the next segment we're gonna do is our sex toy of the week. And I will be talking about my sex toy that I've been using a lot lately. I got it from Amazon for free.
You got it for free?
Yeah, I do a lot of influencer stuff, so people send me stuff for free.
Do tell.
I review it.
I want to get free shit.
Yeah, there are certain.
I'm sure all of our listeners want free shit.
Free.
Well, like, I know, like, there are certain people on Amazon who, like, I don't know. I can, like, link you to it, but they'll, like, you can, like, get free stuff. And it's like they tell you, like, choose between these things. And like my magnetic eyelashes, I got those for free. And you just review them on Amazon and you give an honest review, and then they give you a refund for it. Wow. So
wild.
Crazy.
I did not.
So that's what
that
happens when you do a review, because I never do reviews.
She said that's what happens. Sometimes I get stuff and I forget to do a review, and then I don't get my money back, but I I try to do a review. Amazon reminds you, which is nice, but it's only $16.99, and I really don't. It's, I'm gonna spell it because I don't want to like mispronounce this, but it's HOXUSN powerful wand massager with 80 speeds, 20 vibration modes, and it has a USB rechargeable handheld cordless waterproof personal massager, portable magic for, it says, for back, neck, shoulder. That's what it says it's for, but it's actually for the vagina.
We really know, and we know what it's for.
I, like I said, it has 8 different like speeds, but y'all know me, I only use 1 speed and I only use 1 vibration, the strongest and the hardest. But you can actually adjust like how hard it is and like how the different patterns, which is really nice. Like one is like how hard the vibration is, and the other one is like which mode it's on.
Does it have like a remote, or do you like control it?
It's on the wand. It's on the wand. The wand has 3 buttons, and it lasts for a long time. Like, I don't really.
Do you have it with you? Can I see it?
Yeah, I have it. Hold on, just a second.
She's like, I gotta go dry it off first.
Right. Oh yeah. Hold on. Seth, do you use any sex toys? Because
I wonder... actually, you know what I strongly recommend is I just ordered like a large set, like a nice set off of Wish a few months ago.
Set.
Yeah.
So, Wish has sex toys?
Yeah, yeah. Like really
good. I don't trust Wish though, because anytime I've ordered anything off Wish, it either like doesn't come or it's like fucked up, or it's like
really?
It takes every single time.
Okay, taking forever, I've definitely experienced, but actually all of the stuff I've ordered has been like exactly like it looks in the photos, you know?
Which
like,
I'm talking about?
It's not like Wish.
Sex
like,
toys on Wish.
Yeah. Oh. And it's like obviously like not everything you get. I mean like nothing you get from there is the highest quality, but like it's still like it's good, I think. And I my favorite thing
So what's
thing
your
I got,
set? What's your set?
Well, it's actually, like a bondage set, so, like, there's, like, cuffs, and, like, a collar, and, like,
Hey, yo, send the link.
She said, send the link.
There's a set like that on Amazon that I almost bought, but I am a cheap ass, and I still haven't bought it yet, but, yeah, it was a set purple. Like that.
Yes. Huh?
It came with, like, nipple clamps, and, like, bondage stuff that like goes under the bed, so it's like even if you don't have like you know poles on stuff on your bed, it's like there's like a rope that'll go underneath your bed, and then like cuffs that will come out like around the bed so that you're restrained.
Okay.
And there's ones, and then there's also like a harness thing and like a hog tie like cross thing, so it's like it comes with handcuffs and then the cross that you're connected to your cuffs on your ankles and your cuffs on your. Your wrist.
The fuck?
Like, you can, like, it's got, like, those little, like, clips. So, like, you can, like, attach them right to each other if you want to.
Wait, what? Like, nipple clamp clips?
Oh, or... I have those. But, like, the cuffs, like, also have, like, those built into them. So, like, you can, like, attach them to each other or, like, to ropes or whatever you want to use.
Mm. What the fuck?
But my favorite part of this set is, it was, like, actually, it's, like, what I put as, like, my favorite toy when we were doing our little promo, like, pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
They're called princess plugs because they're butt plugs with a jewel on, like, the outside.
Wait,
part.
A jewel like a jewel use like
no,
like,
no,
hit, like where's my jewel? Let me hit that.
Where's my jewel?
Like you put in it's like whenever you boof,
take a
like,
hit of that butt.
Shit, like
take a hit of that butt.
Like if you do cocaine up your ass, like you'll get immediately high. Like there's like jeweling
or if you, like,
up
butt
your
chug
ass.
Tequila or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know anything.
I need
about
that nicotine that. High right now.
I have to inject it straight into my bloodstream.
I need that cucumber flavor immediately.
Immediately.
Would you be able to
mango
taste
to the
it
ass?
Sorry, we are way off topic. So
yeah, we really went off.
Back to this segment.
Okay, hold on. We're back to what's it called? Hoxussin. Hoxussin.
Hoxussin? I don't know. I don't know. Cocksucking.
That's what
cocksucking. This is it. This is what it looks like. It is purple. It has three buttons, a power button.
I really like the girth.
Yeah, it is the girth.
It does. I just use it on my clip though. I don't use it.
You know what's funny though? Inside. The design of it, like the end of it, makes it look like one of the vibrators that's like especially better for like older women with arthritis.
What?
It's really nice.
Cause
it looks like
it's got that like bendy ends to it, so like it doesn't like agitate your wrist as much to like.
Yeah, honestly, you don't have to like. Yeah, it's
even thought about like
our older women masturbating.
Our elder witches.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of Grace and Frankie, so I'm a little too tuned in.
He's like, I'm an old woman.
That's
at
good
heart,
though.
So. I'm dead ass. If I had been on the Golden Girls, I would have slipped right into the motherfucking crew. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I love the Golden Girls. Okay, so that was the sex toy of the week. It's the wand. You can find it on Amazon for $16.99, and yeah, it makes you see God. I don't know. It's powerful.
And that's
y'all.
Only one of the settings.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Denny, we use it during sex. I use it by myself. It's amazing.
And if you want, you can use it to massage your neck or your back.
I saw
your pussy
Skin
or
Decisions.
That was great. I did not see that coming.
Me either.
Thank you.
Oh.
She got bars. Okay.
We love Missy Elliott. I wonder what Missy Elliott uses to masturbate. Like, I feel like her sex toy collection would be fantastic.
I really feel like she just plays her own tracks and then she orgasms to that.
Do you think Missy Elliott wears a strap? Like, she would be the one.
Like to be the one to find out.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
I want to know if Missy. Because, shit, I want to see Missy in a strap.
I do want to talk about just a little bit about, like, Erica Lust and.
A little bit about some ethical porn
because I feel like we've kind of trashed porn like for a lot of this episode.
And it can be done responsibly.
You know, there is good porn.
Yeah.
And you should watch it. Like
I think that's definitely a good talking point.
I saw this thing, it was like, you know, when you look for ethical porn and everything, most like the first thing you should be looking for is like if like who's running the site basically and everything, if there's POC in it, and then what was the last thing, it was like talking about I can't remember the last one, but like it was just like a list to like if you're looking for ethical porn, like,
yeah,
this is what you should spot,
like the Bechdel test of porn.
Honestly.
I had Erica Lust, and she has like X Confessions, and then wasn't it I tried the X Confessions, and then she has another one, Love Lust or something.
Yeah, she has one called what else does she have? But
it's called something like Love Lust.
Mm-hmm. But so right now on X Confessions, if you sign up for like your email or whatever, it's just like a newsletter. Like you can unsubscribe later if you want, but you can sign up and get a free porn. And it's called what the fuck is it called? It's so good. Okay, it's called. Oh, it's called Sweet But Psycho. Holy shit! This porn is so fucking good. Like the shots, like, the cinematography, first of all, is, like, amazing, which is just typically, like, not a thing in porn at all. And, yeah, all of the people involved, like, you can actually tell, like, are really, really into it. They're really, really into each other. Like, there's pubic hair, which also I hate in, like, a lot of Pornhub shit. Like, everybody is, like, clean as a whistle, and it's like,
Why
is her asshole so fucking whacked?
Did she bleach it?
Exactly.
It doesn't look normal or real, and it really grosses me out and turns me off immediately. So, like, pubic hair, fucking, like, these women actually, like, eyes rolling back in their head, like, orgasming.
Yes!
Orgasming.
Yes, that's what I want to see.
Like, real noises, mm-hmm. not just, like, like, you know, like, bullshit. Like,
Literally,
like, her breathing, she's like, she, like, can't fucking breathe. Like, oh, dude, it's so good. It's so real. And, yeah, the acting is great.
There is good porn out there.
All of Erica's stuff is, like, legit, like, it's like an indie film, but porn. Also, oh my god, yeah, on Netflix. I'm going off. Lexi, what?
No, you go. I would, yeah, because, like, I was going to say, like, if you have the money, I would spend it on, paying for the porn, like, get premium or paying for the porn, because it's more ethical, because then you know for sure that this person is going to get paid for it and everything. You know where this going, like, you know, it's, you know all of that, especially if you're going at it, like, yeah, an ethical site and things like that. I would recommend paying for it. I understand if you're, like, yes, a teenager and you're watching porn and, you know, it's already, like, it's, you're watching it probably not telling your parents. I can understand secret. Not having to pay for it. Yeah.
So, but if you're an adult,
like, if you do have the money,
pay for it. It's just their sex workers, some of them are not getting paid that much. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these paid porn sites, they're actually seeing the profits. It's just like paying for film or pirating it. Yeah. So I understand if you broke. Now, I understand we're not shaming the people who are getting on the free porn sites. But if you want to watch porn, like, if you feel like a certain way about porn, there is ethical porn out there that fits your interest. You just have to pay for it. There's also, so, like, porn games.
Yeah. Charlie, is it okay if I talk about
him? Yeah, go ahead.
So, like, Charlie's been, like, approached by this group that wants to work with her. And actually,
I did not get the job.
Well, whatever. She's a big enough deal. But I was actually looking into it, and the funny thing was it was started by this, like, guy, like, this gay guy who used to be a YouTuber. I don't know if he still makes videos or not, but his name is, like, Davey Wavy. And he, like, wanted to make a porn site that was dedicated to, like, actually making, like, intimate emotional porn for gay guys, because, like, so much of, like, especially gay guy culture is hookup culture, and that it doesn't really prioritize or encourage, like, emotional bonds, like, at all. So it, like, it's literally just, like, a whole new take on gay porn, and it's, like, I was watching some of, like, the previews that they have on their website, and, like, it is so hot. It is spicy. And it is, like, it's so
It is so good. And I really wanted this job. I really wanted this job because...
Send it in our group chat.
I'll send you guys the website.
Because they're like, called Hambros.
It is
amazing. Like, I love gay porn, first of all. So just, like, the thought of directing it would be amazing. But it's just such good quality, like, you want to pay for it. Like, you want to pay
literally for it. And I mean, like, these are, like, 30-second previews that I was watching, because, like, I don't even know. Charlie, do you know if the site's, like, actually live or not? Like, I don't even know if you can.
Yeah, I think it is live. I think
okay, because, like, I know you can watch the previews, but, like, I'm obviously broke right now. But I mean,
dude,
like,
that is the nice
30-second
thing,
previews, and they are
Hemorrhos.
Just so enticing. Like, they're so well done. It's amazing.
Yeah, sign up and yep.
It's one live. Girl, Hemorrhos. One porn star that I found that is free and she's ethical is Samantha Mack, and she is a fucking baller. So she's like the CEO of, like, her own, like, porn company now, and she hires like people of color to be on her team, like on her creative team. Like it's all, it's usually like all, it's actually, it's always all women, like female, camera people, female, costume designers, female makeup artists. So literally like everyone on set is like super, like there's just so much more empathy because it's all women really. And, she did this thing. It was like this special on like Vice or something, like on Vice's website. And it was like a porn boot camp for guys, because a lot of times like guy porn stars are mistreated as well, you know, and if there's like a lot of pressure for them to stay hard, and if they can't stay hard, then everyone's like, oh my God, like get this fucking guy out of here, and like they'll get less work and shit. So she kind of like created this boot camp to like, it was like a legit like casting couch kind of situation, but it was like a casting couch where everybody felt really, really comfortable, and it was encouraging. And she kind of set it up as like this competition to like see if like these guys could last up to this 8-minute mark. But she was really encouraging, and wouldn't, if they didn't make it, then she'd be like, okay, well then try again next time we do this boot camp. And like, it was a thing, like a goal that they could like work towards. And it, you know, all these amateur guys. And that's so, and also it was all about the women, like, they, like, the guy, it was something like, you know, if a guy feels like he's being, if he's too close to coming, then he'll, like, pull out and, like, they'll reset or whatever. But with this, it was like the women were in control, and it's like, no, like, you have to keep going, like, you have to keep pleasing her. Like,
wow.
And it was that kind of situation. Instead of,
I
you know, very That's much. Good. Yeah. So it was really good for both men and women to feel comfortable and feel like they're being treated properly, and the women feel like they're being pleased, and the men not feeling the pressure to like keep it up and stuff. So shout out to Samantha Mack. Also, she has this really fucking hilarious video on Pornhub, and it's called like Wrestle a Girl or something. And it's,
I've
like,
definitely seen that.
It's a parody porn, and she's literally like, her tits are so fucking big, and she's just like beating this guy up with like her tits, and like it's amazing. So if you want to laugh and you're into big titties, check out Samantha Mack. She's great. Yes.
So we're
we love an
laugh
ethical
this.
Queen.
An ethical queen. We're gonna wrap this episode up with just a little fun exercise, and we're gonna say, if you were to star in a porno, set the scene. So I wanna go first. If I was to be in a porno, it would definitely be like an erotica. And I would be like on an island, and like maybe like I'm like on an island with this guy, and we're like kind of friends, and we decide to like see where it will go. And there's like white curtains that are like see-through,
billowing curtains
in the room, and like you can hear the waves in the background, and like we're making love with the windows open at a beach house.
Can I buy a timeshare in your porn?
Anyone can see us.
That is the porn that I would have, and we would just like make love like all over the beach house.
Damn. I'm just picturing like a blender full of margaritas in every single room.
Just Don Julio. Don Julio margaritas.
Oh my God, yeah. Don Julio Cadillac margaritas, yes. Fuck me up.
Yeah. Okay, Seth, what about you?
Okay, I would... I mean, if it was a dream porn, I would be cast in the Himuros production, just to be honest. But it would also definitely be which is funny because it's like the same as like the first actual video that I ever watched, but it would definitely be a boss employee porn where I was the employee.
That's like, yes.
And I was paired with a dominant boss.
Yes. Oh, those are good.
Like,
those
I watched this one this one time, and by I watched this one time, I mean I've watched this one many times over.
Yes.
This boss who, like, basically gets proof that one of his employees has been masturbating at work, And then he uses that to be like, so now you're gonna masturbate for me. And then you're gonna take care of me.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. Love it.
Love that one. That is a great pick, Seth.
I love that.
I might be changing mine.
That's such a great front thing to say. I love that for you.
Okay, who wants to go next?
So supportive.
Who wants to go next? Maya or Lexi?
I can go next.
Okay.
Go, Lexi. Go. So I know this is with consent, obviously, but 365 days.
She said 300.
But the scene where they're fucking in the big giant, like he's fucking her on the through the window.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
The apartment,
girl.
With all the like floor to mirror and
yes.
everything.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is, yes.
Yeah. Scene, yeah. Scene, the bedroom.
Shit,
scene,
I love that for
obviously.
You. Okay.
If anyone knows me, I'm very submissive in the bedroom and everything. So I
facts.
Will take
me too.
Any of those scenes.
Oh, girl. Yes. Yes. That is a great shoe. We should all be porn directors. The fuck. Your turn, Maya. Let's close us out, Maya. Close us out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So I would love to be a dominatrix in a porn. Like I don't get fucked. Like I just like direct. Like I would like direct it. It would be like a POV thing of like me. Like it would like be different shots of me being the dominatrix, but then also me like using the camera myself. And shit.
Ooh.
And like onto my like sub.
I like this.
Damn.
Yeah, just imagine just like one of those like kink dungeons or like one of those like places you have to go there. It's like a laundromat on top, and then downstairs is like this whole like sex
Miss
thing.
Maya.
And
we're all subs, and Maya's
so
like,
when is
I want to
coming out.
I want.
I just like. I would
all
love
us
to
subs.
Like. Yeah. I just want to like do some. Cranky shit to somebody else on camera. But for my own personal, like, my, like, pleasure-seeking thing, if you guys have seen Black Mirror, that episode where the two guys go into the video game and, like,
oh
fuck each
God.
Other.
Oh, yes!
They fuck each other
yes.
as these, like, video game characters.
Yes.
That is
yep.
so
yeah.
hot to me. Because
that was
also
so hot.
Yeah,
that was
so
hot.
There's, like, a gay element to it, which is sexy. Then there's also a forbidden element to it, because
mm-hmm.
it's, like,
yep.
cheating. And
because they're friends.
And then also playing with being, like, he gets to play, like, a woman in it.
Yeah.
And,
like, they actually, like, experience the physical sensation.
Like, he felt like what a woman felt like. Yeah.
Real life, like, virtual reality, fucking, you can feel everything. Like, that was, like, ugh.
How come they haven't made that yet?
Honestly.
Lexi is like, why isn't that real?
I want to know what it feels like to, like, come out of a dick. Like, I want to know. You know, that. Also, with coronavirus, I think it's just safer practice, you know? It's like, if I'm going over to my fuck buddy's house, it's, I'm
that
just,
would
I'm
eliminate
spreading.
STDs. Eliminate STDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are geniuses.
That's true. That is so true. I, like,
the
entire concept of bathhouses could be replaced in one easy
exactly.
swoop.
Exactly.
We will squash this disease and... get fucked.
Yes. Like, not people start virus. Swapping computer viruses, though.
Talk about a viral video. Right? Okay, yeah, I'm done. All right.
Okay, everybody.
When we record in the morning.
Yeah, this is what happens when we record in the morning. So this has been this week's episode of Just Say We're Grown.
And
Porn
once
edition.
Again, this has been Charlie's birthday.
Now go get some dick for all of us, please.
For real, I
she
am
is, yeah.
birthday dick.
Yeah, she's having a whole rejuvenation done today. So.
Oh, my.
And if you guys, we just did our segment of if you were to star in a porn, what it would be. And we want to encourage our listeners to email us. We do have an email. It's justsayitweregrown@gmail.com. And it's without the apostrophe. So it's JustSayItWeregrown @gmail.com. So email us your ideas of if you were to be in a star in a porno, what would it be? And we're going to pick the best ones and we're going to read them in our next episode.
Or DM us on Instagram. And we might do like a feature thing also.
Or Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter. Yeah, or Twitter.
Twitter.
Or Facebook. Or Facebook. We have all our the Facebook. Socials.
All the social media.
But yeah, talk to us because we're horny for you. We want you to be horny for us.
We just want you guys to
we're
be
thirsty
excited.
For all of you.
Yes.
And we want to
yes.
be your friends.
Yep. So peace, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Toodles.